Cantor Audio presents Bessie by Chris Albertson. Narrated by Robertson Dean. Author's note. The original edition of this biography saw light in 1972, at a time when published information on Bessie Smith was so scant that if one eliminated duplicated information and myth from existing books and articles, there would remain no more than 10 to 15 pages. Volume clearly exceeded substantive information in what then amounted to two biographical books, numerous chapters, and hundreds of magazine and newspaper articles. Most writings about Bessie Smith were based on her discography and recorded performances, leaving the reader with little knowledge of the person behind the voice. One's image of Bessie the woman was easily reduced to a stereotypical blues-singing fat mama who drank herself out of a career and seemed not to have had much of an offstage life. The truth, as those who experienced her in person were quick to tell me, was that Bessie Smith's persona commanded as much attention as her music did, and that what we hear on her recordings is but one aspect of her talent, albeit the most striking. My own interest in Bessie Smith dates back to the late 1940s, when I was a teenager living in Copenhagen. One night, as I surfed the ether on my radio dial, Bessie's big voice popped in and tested my tiny speaker. Although I spoke English, having spent most of 3 years in New York as a child, I did not understand the words as Bessie sang them, nor did I have a clue as to what kind of music I was listening to. But there was a compelling sincerity in Bessie's voice, an indefinable quality that drew me in and made me want to hear more. When I learned that her name was Bessie Smith and her music was the blues, I began a search that soon led me to the United States Information Service Library, where I borrowed...